Hello and welcome. My name is Kyle, and this is How You Level Up, a podcast that decodes language to help you become your best self. Today we ask, what is the language paradox? If I asked you to try and describe your consciousness without using metaphors, you'll likely find yourself saying, maybe it's a stream of thoughts throughout the present moment, or it's a spotlight of attention on whatever is in front of me. The challenge here is that this stream of thoughts, this spotlight of attention, these are metaphors. Even as we experience consciousness directly, it's hard to describe it literally. There is a paradox in language revealing how our most intimate experiences often lie beyond the literal language we use, yet language is our only tool to describe the world around us. Consider trying to describe the taste of salt to someone who has never tasted salt by itself. You might say it's sharp, or tangy, or like the ocean. Again, we're using metaphors to describe an experience. Metaphors help bridge the gap between linguistic descriptions and the essence of abstractions. Bridge. Again, another metaphor I'm using here. We're constantly reusing old words to express or understand new ideas. Now, we don't want to fall for the definition trap, because it's not as simple as taking a familiar word and using it in a new way. This definition trap can lead to circular reasoning if we're not careful, and it occurs when following a chain of definitions that lead back to the starting point. For example, if you look up happy in the dictionary, you're going to see something like feeling pleasure. Look up pleasure, and you'll see feeling of satisfaction. Look up satisfaction, and you'll see a happy feeling. Congratulations, you have just completed a circle without grounding the concept in something concrete. Other examples can be more subtle and complex, particularly when concepts are independent in their definitions. Consider trying to understand the concept of time. To understand time, you need to understand change. To understand change, you need to understand difference. To understand difference, you need to understand comparison. To understand comparison, you need to understand measurement. And of course, if you're trying to measure something and it happens to be about time, you need to know what time is. So each concept here requires an understanding of the other first. The way out of these circular traps, of course, is to ground concepts in direct examples, to tell stories and use metaphors that create understanding through context. It's widely known that young children learn at a rapid rate, and what they're learning extends beyond the words from the books they read or watching their parents slowly articulate words in front of them. They learn through experiential comparisons. A child listens and watches, absorbing contextual understanding and replicating that behavior they see, because what they see defines what they think is acceptable. Monkey see, monkey do. Try to teach a child an abstract idea like gravity through explanation alone, and they're not going to get it. Show them how a ball drops from their hand each and every time without fail. Call it gravity, and they'll get it. Will the child understand that the gravitational force between Earth and the Moon and Mars are different? No, and that's not contextually important at the moment. So now we understand maybe a little bit more about how we describe something that is abstract, through comparisons and metaphors. And what about discovery? How do we discover concepts we don't understand yet, especially when we lack the language to describe what we are seeking? In these cases, our words become inadequate, at least temporarily. When you play with words and metaphors in different ways to convey meaning, you're wiggling within constraints. Insightful quotes or language have an appealing wiggle. We're amazed when something is described in a fresh way, when we recognize the pattern of a concept and hear the structure of an experience or abstraction articulated clearly for the first time. This creates that aha moment when we come to fit an abstraction into a mental framework that we already know, and it clicks. We get it. In episode 159, when we reviewed the book Range, Why Generalists Triumph in a Specialized World, we touched on the concept called far transfer, that ability to apply knowledge across seemingly unrelated domains. Did your learning of chess tactics and layouts transfer to business strategy? Well, the thinking developed through chess, which is evaluating positions, planning multiple moves ahead, analyzing trade-offs, this transfers to business decision-making and strategic planning, despite being a different context. How about programming concepts applying to legal reasoning, if-then statements, or sports training improving emotional regulation, understanding how you feel and pushing through, being courageous? If there is an overlap in skill development, some mental framework to layer over a new idea, that's far transfer. So this language paradox. It's that strange phenomenon where we use words to describe the world around us, yet our descriptions alone aren't enough to build understanding or knowledge. For that, we need context, examples, stories, metaphors. It's vital for all of us to recognize and review patterns, these overlying metaphors, contextual frameworks, to make comparisons and help us fully understand the abstract. If you want to test whether or not you truly understand a topic, try explaining it using metaphors to someone who knows nothing about it, and let me know how it goes. Thank you for listening to How You Level Up. If you're enjoying the show, subscribe and give a 5-star rating. There are new episodes each month asking questions about timeless communication lessons. Language is a medium for sharing, and the knowledge unpacked here can be applied to anyone, anywhere, facing any challenge. If there's a question or topic you'd like me to dive into next, send a note to any of my connected social media accounts. This is all about how you level up.